Aircheckdownloads.com. This is Hard.
Global. We are edging closer to the weekend. Happy Thursday, Jagger and Woody here.
When is a happy birthday message not a happy birthday?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you in a few minutes' time, because one's happened to us today.
TLC's on the way. Sugar Babes will start off with Flo Rida, and that's Good Feeling next. This is
about you now.
Across Wales.
Jagger and Woody.
This is Hard.
TLC, no scrubs on Heartway, Jagger and Woody. How's your Thursday going? Friday Eve, we'll call it, shall we?
Indeed. Earlier on, I mentioned a birthday message you get, which is happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, we got one today, which wasn't really a happy birthday, but it was a nice day to reflect, because we got an email wishing Mr. Bojangles happy birthday. Now, as you know, Mr. Bojangles was my late lad, but he died 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he would have been 16. And it just twings at the heartstrings, yeah, when he come in and he just said, oh, hope you and Mr. Bojangles has a very nice birthday. And I'm thinking, oh, he's not here.
Sad, but also nice to think, have the memories of him.
Nice to reflect.
He was a great dog.
Listen, in our kitchen, we've got two massive big photographs of the two Labradors we used to have, Mr. Bojangles and Blossom.
Yes.
Of course, now we've got a new Labrador and two sausage dogs.
Yes.
So, as you know, we're a dog family. But it was just nice, and it was a bit of a, like, your heart skipped a beat a little bit when you saw it. And you feel like saying, shall we tell them that he's not with us anymore, or is it nice to have that little message once a year?
I wonder how long they would keep those messages coming from, because obviously there comes a point in time when no dog would be living after a certain amount of time.
Well, Mr. Bojangles would have been 16 this time.
Yeah.
So that's probably about right for a Labrador, unless they get ill beforehand, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that could have been the last one. But it was just one of those emails when I went, oh, Emma, look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Mr. Bojangles featured quite a lot on the show in the past, didn't he?
He did.
Days aching, nights along, and all I see.
Kings of Leon, use somebody. It's Heart. It's Jagger and Woody here.
20 past four.
I'm excited because I Am Legend, a sequel is in the works with Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan.
Hang on. I thought Will Smith carved it in the last one.
I did. I thought he did. I'm pretty certain he did. You don't actually see him dead, if you know what I mean. You assume he's died. So perhaps he survives.
Well, it's not a secret if he's on the list as being in the next one, is it?
Right, I'm guessing. Well, I mean,
unless he comes back as a ghost.
You know what these things are like? It turns out that it's a prequel or something like that, you know?
Oh, well, let's not say that.
It won't, I don't think it will be.
Maybe they just keep flashing back.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And Michael B. Jordan, perhaps he's one of the zombies that sort of comes back to. He's cured, so to speak.
Right, but we don't need to watch it now, do we? Because Woody's just told us everything about it. That's it. Don't bother saving your money.
I'm just putting two together and coming up to 15. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, my day.
Yeah, it was a good film, and I'm looking forward to the sequel. Travels on the way next, then Kelly Clarkson. What a tune from Five, that's Keep On Moving on Hearts. It's Jagger and Woody here. Happy Thursday to you.
Just gone half past four, it has. Now, listen to this. The BBC have reportedly stolen Alan Carr from ITV for their brand new Saturday night TV lineup. Now, when they write it like that, the BBC have reportedly stolen Alan Carr. Can you imagine Alan Carr just walking out of ITV with his sandwich in his hand, just walking down the road, a van screeching to a halt, bungling him in and taking him to another TV department, saying, you're ours now. Never going back. And then, you know, ITV being on the phone saying, sorry, one of our items have been stolen. We suspect it's the BBC.
Yes.
He's been stolen. He's been lured with a better offer, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
the real reason. Nothing, he was stolen.
Sensational headlines. We like it.
Can imagine that happening to me and you, the BBC coming outside here stealing us. This time tomorrow, they'll be bringing us straight back.
Get back in there.
Hey, sorry, we made a massive mistake. Get in there where you belong.
Baby, years and years, if you're over me, this is Heart for a Thursday. Approaching that weekend, slowly but surely.
Yeah, a bit of rain around, I'm afraid. Temperatures are around 11 degrees. There's a storm far north. It's not going to bother us. Can't think of its name. Begins with O. Anyway, I'll find out for you in a bit.
All right.
But that's not going to bother us too much. But it could be a bit windy tonight, but nothing too, it's not going to ruin your garden.
All right.
But rain tomorrow, perhaps, and a bit of rain on Saturday. Temperatures 11. And then Sunday, cloudy but dry. Temperatures are around 10 degrees. So, it's not a disaster.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And this beast from the East we've been talking about, there's no sign of it as of yet.
Yeah, clickbait. It must have been just clickbait.
I think it might have been a bit of clickbait, as you call it.
But
so far this week, it's not looking too bad.
Mild. Quite mild for the time of year, isn't it? Travel's on the way next.
Crossroads.com.